This is Crypto Playbook, a Silicon Valley audio experience.
Hey guys, Juan Garcia here from the Crypto Playbook out of Silicon Valley. And I'm very excited to announce the very first episode of this podcast, which I think is going to be very valuable to you and also very entertaining as well, because I'll also, besides my insight on this podcast, I'm over here in Silicon Valley, of course, seeing a lot of things going on here with money and such. But I'm also going to have crypto people in the crypto community come on this show as callers, and even talk some sports too. We're going to have some extra special sports guests on this show to talk some sports, because there's some things that just can't be ignored, like LeBron getting rid of all of his players and sending IT to the Lakers, and of course Nick Foles and that head coach from Eagles beating Bill Belichick, Peterman from the Eagles beating Bill Belichick. And that's what this show is about, guys. I'm not gonna be giving financial advice, okay? I'm not gonna be telling you what or what not to invest in, but I am gonna be opening up my playbook and letting you see how I'm looking at the field as a financial quarterback, so to speak, and how I'm throwing the ball, right? There's a certain way to throw the ball when you're investing, and you know, like I said again, this is not financial information. So there's a reason that a lot of these investors buy low and sell high. And look, we'll get right into it. The price of Bitcoin, where do I think it's going? I mean, there's a reason I sold Bitcoin, and we'll talk about the fundamentals of this technology. But what I'm seeing over here in the crypto space in Silicon Valley, by a lot of these co-founders and these founders, they're very confident because they know that there's a place for this technology in the future. And they know that even some, like, of course, there's not a place for all of these technologies. There's coins that are overvalued, but even right now, guys, there are a lot of coins and there's a lot of technology that is actually undervalued. And by the way, to just not focus on the fundamentals right now, but just talk about the price of Bitcoin, because I know that's what you're wanting to hear. I mean, what you're going to see from this show is a very sound approach, and we're going to be able to financially march down the field together, because I want to teach you not how to invest, not how to look at some of these Bitcoin charts, but rather the fundamentals of money and financial literacy, things you don't learn in college. Look, like I have a master's in accounting, and sure, we learn how to read financial statements there, see if a company's financially healthy or not, the basics of accounting, but we don't learn basic financial literacy, like should you invest in a 401k versus the crypto market? I don't know. What's your risk appetite? What type of things do you want to accomplish? So look, we'll be marching down the field with like a quarterback, like a Joe Montana, so to speak, like a Tom Brady, like my boy from the San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, picking this defense apart, right? Taking what we can get. And by the way, how are the Bill Belichicks and the Greg Popoviches of the financial world looking at Bitcoin right now? Well, there's a reason I sold Bitcoin over $19,000. And there's a reason these big boys, these smart financial guys in the with the big money in the big offices are now licking their chops at a $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 Bitcoin. Just a couple weeks ago, it was the most Bitcoin ever bought in a single day by different individuals. And a lot of these people with big money are honestly looking at this price and they're putting money in right now, guys. That's what I'm seeing from the charts as it bounces up and down. And we'll talk more about it. I'll give this these daily updates every day because I kind of want to make this informal and kind of like back room, locker room banter, financial banter, you know, and of course, keeping a level head about it. But guys, I mean, I think the price is going up for Bitcoin right now, or at least we're on a small uptrend, just because people want to pour money into it and simple human emotion, plain and simple. And there will be much more of these. There'll be one tomorrow. I'm very excited to have the first episode of Crypto Playbook.